You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk station on the planet. No, really, this is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
You know, one of the good things about sequester is that when we hear about cutbacks that are coming our way, they're being compared and contrasted with other types of government spending. Let's start with oil paintings. How much are we spending on presidential oil paintings? Yeah, you think, well, you know, someone's going to do a presidential painting. I'm sure that they'll either donate their services or maybe, you know, do it at a steep discount just for the honor. How about $400,000 of taxpayer money, which means that about 100 taxpayers or 50 taxpayers, every dollar they paid in taxes went to purchase presidential oil paintings. We have from Taxpayers for Common Sense, Steve Ellis joining us just to give us an idea of some of the ways that your money's being spent. So when you hear about things that are the sequester cutbacks and how they're going to inconvenience your life or burden your life, compare it with some of these other things that are not falling to the sequester. Mr. Ellis, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, John. Thanks a lot for having me.
Okay. You say it goes a lot further than just presidential oil paintings.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about cabinet secretaries. We're talking about people who are there's a NASA facility down in Mississippi where the head person had these oil paintings. And so these are going for between $20,000 to $40,000 a pop. And so, for instance, you have Commerce Secretary Bryson, somebody that we all really remember and revere, who was in office for all of several months before he had a sort of medical episode in a car accident or something along those lines. Whatever. So we spent tens of thousands of dollars on an oil painting of Secretary Bryson so it can hang in some corridor in the Department of Commerce and not enjoyed, or whether the public would enjoy it or not. And so it's just this kind of bizarre tradition that would be much better served if we just maybe had a photograph and a frame from Walmart.
How far back do these go?
Oh, I mean, this is a grand tradition, if you want to call it that.
Well, no, that's why I ask. Because what I'm wondering is, you know, does this go back 150 years? And if it goes back that far, how much did they pay for an oil painting back then? Or was it, you know, something that was donated?
Well, I don't know exactly how far back it goes, but certainly when you walk into these, and I've been to some of these buildings, you'll see a corridor with all these secretaries lined up, the secretaries of that particular department, with these oil paintings. And, you know, it even goes back to, it's not just the Secretary of Defense, it's the Secretary of Army. And, you know, you would assume that the prices on these are going up, not just because of inflation, but, you know, 100 years ago, there were a heck of a lot more oil painters, would be my guess, than there are today. It's not exactly a growth industry, but certainly one that is being well supported by your tax dollars.
Well, and you bring up a good point, which is, why not just, you know, a handsome picture with a distinguished-looking frame set you back a few hundred bucks?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And
even less,
I think it's just that things haven't kept up with the times, you know, that essentially the idea of standing for this portrait is what sort of the pomp and circumstance of that. And the thing to also think about is that's a lot of hours out of supposedly a very busy and important individual's time. I mean, it's not the same thing as just sitting there and having a couple minutes of a camera taking a bunch of pictures. It's, you know, hours of sitting for the portrait artist.
Well, and again, this is Steve Ellis joining me with Taxpayers for Common Sense, reporting that the Obama administration has spent almost $400,000 on oil portraits. And you got to contrast some of the ways that money is being spent so casually when they're making these sequester reductions, these sequester cuts. What else you got there, Steve?
Well, I mean, you know, you still have these agencies going on travel to conferences. You're going to have a variety of expenditures at DOD. I mean, you hear about the fact that they at the same time, just literally days before the sequester hit, you had the Department of Defense led a contract to I believe it was Northrop Grumman, for $9 billion to make modifications to the F-22, which is one of the very troubled jet fighters that we have. And so you're sort of looking at that. On the one hand, government is crying poor, but on the other hand, there's expenditures large and small that we could clearly cut and save money. And actually,
in other words, they're cutting, but they're not changing the attitude. They're not changing the culture that created the spending in the first place.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. On our website, we have $2 trillion worth of deficit reduction we put up there.
Give the website real quickly, please.
Sure. It's taxpayer.net.
Taxpayer.net. That's Taxpayers for Common Sense. Check out their budget savings. Thanks very much, Steve, for joining me here on Talk Radio 570.
Thank you, John.